your daddy.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Ending this series for you, is it a relief? Or is there a sense of mourning, or maybe a combination of the two?
Definitely both. A whole bundle of emotions wrapped up into one. Immediately after finishing writing, I was very hard to live. The first 2 days were terrible. Terrible.
In what way? Tell me what you did.
I was incredibly low. What is probably hard for people to imagine is how wrapped up this 17 years' work is with what was going on in my life.
Hold on a second. Excuse me.
It's the 9/11 of fun. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, that's totally my fault. I'm just an idiot.
May I ask you a question?
That was
who are you talking about?
Hot as Harry Potter balls, J.K. Rowling.
Oh, I'd do her.
Hot as crystal balls.
Sorry about that.
I would do J.K. I would do her.
Right. It's totally my fault. I thought that was...
I'd look for her Hogwarts.
I thought that was this.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project.
Okay, so that's her. And then...
That's incidentally a person that's on television.
And
that's
right. J.K. Rowling, right? That old, she's not that old.
Not that old.
Right, that's what we started to hear.
Ending this series for you, is it a relief or is there a sense of mourning?
All right, sorry about that.
But I don't know.
Adult toys of all sorts are making their ways into the traditional, conventional homes.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
I want you to go hard, fast, heavy, get to it.
Yeah, right. Give me some more.
Sex predators are the lowest of the low, and they deserve harsh treatment and constant surveillance.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Thank you, Geraldo.
Oh, Meryl.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi, and we never did get the tape of Tony Stewart saying the S-bomb, did we?
No, we did not.
We did not.
But we had determined... He did not refer to people as Essers.
Essers.
I wish he did.
That much we know.
Hi there, Buzz. Hi, guy.
But incidentally, if you're ever looking for something fun down south, I forgot which city, go to the Essers Ball.
Sorry about screwing that return from the commercials thing back.
Baton Rouge, Mike.
Gentlemen, we are on tricky ground here. We have to be very careful, and that's ironic.
Why is that, Buzz?
The FCC, which has been heavily...
Oh, these call letters, my dream call letters.
They're heavily fining radio and TV stations for anything that even smells indecent. The FCC has, at the same time, been giving out some pretty raunchy call letters.
Speaking of J.K. Rowling, these call letters.
Yeah, stick around for this. An Illinois company requested and was granted call letters for a yet-to-be-built TV station in Hawaii. The irony is, we can't even say the call letters on the air. They start with a K and end with a T to form an alternate spelling of the harshest four-letter word you can think of.
Okay.
All right?
I think we
welcome
know what
it is. To the big...
That's
what I'd call it.
There's a popular three-letter internet abbreviation for expressing shock that includes the F word.
You know, now this is one I don't get. It's a station that wanted to be like KWTF.
All right.
Now, you know, WTF to me is like LOL.
Yeah.
ROFL. I mean,
right. And it's a letter.
WTF can mean absolutely anything. It could be, you know, where there's five, or whatever it stands for.
That's what I think.
Or Willytown, Florida.
But as nervous as the FCC is about these things, it's kind of surprising that they would give out even those call letters.
Or what I've said to women my whole life. Why the face?
Uh-huh. Why the face? That's exactly
why the face?
What it means.
But the other one is great. I must have got about five emails from buddies over the weekend.
This one, already on the air, a college radio station whose call letters stand for Keeping Colorado Uniquely Free. Whatever you do, don't hold those call letters up to a mirror.
Keeping
Colorado.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh.
All right. That's
you're with me.
That's like the Van Halen album
for
whatever carnal knowledge. Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Hey, it may start costing you at work for being overweight. Some companies are already penalizing overweight workers by making them pay higher health care deductibles.
Bacardi Limon. Tony Diggs.
Starting in 2009.
Hey, Buzz, stop playing that tape.
God, Buzz.
I'm sorry.
Stop it, Buzz.
I thought you would be amused.
Not funny, Buzz.
In 2009, Clarion...
There's only one requirement. You got to be a fat girl.
or not. Next year, or 2 years from now, Clarion Health Partners out of Indiana will start charging employees up to $30 every 2 weeks until they meet weight, cholesterol, and blood pressure guidelines.
Well, all I have to say is for WJFK, get ready for that bottom line to improve.
United Healthcare last month started reducing its family deductible by $4,000 a year for workers who are not obese and don't smoke.
United Healthcare?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh. Uh-oh.
There are 90,000 employees in the Los Angeles School District, and it already has incentives and disincentives to try to keep health care costs down.
No need to worry, Mike. Here is the HR guy.
Okay.
For CBS Radio.
And I'll do anything for food. I could eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork chops, 24 frankfurters. I've eaten 12 bagels at one time with 2 packages of cream cheese. I'm never full. I am never, ever full physically. I stopped at a Jewish deli and had 2 pastrami on clubs, 4 frankfurters, 2 knishes, and then went home and had Chinese food.
And that is abnormal. That is abnormal, how?
Right.
Use deodorant, kill a polar bear. That's our story when we continue.
All right. Well, that story has no relevance to Matt the intern.
No.
Since he stinks like B.O.
Use deodorant, save an intern.
Be right back, guys.
This is the Don and Mike Show.